It is the weekend. It's John Gibbons. I am joined by Fuad Hassan and Phil Blundell to talk about the weekend's football action, and we're going to concentrate again on the Champions League because it is, well, I mean, it's the only race in town, Phil, but it's hot enough. I really enjoyed the show last week. It made me feel like there was more twists and turns to come, and then there was twists and turns at the weekend as well in the build-up to ours. Huge win for Newcastle. And then the Forest game that was just sort of dead funny. City dropping points unexpectedly on the Saturday as well. It's really bunched up.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's almost a real shame that Forest didn't actually win, just because it would have made it even more interesting, because I think that would have actually put them fifth.
Yeah, they've been fifth, I think.
So that just would have made it interesting, especially with them. Like, I almost wanted the Forest-Chelsea game on the last day of the season to be a situation where sort of Forest were all right with the point and Chelsea needed to win. It would have made that really interesting. I mean, I'm not going to watch it, obviously, but it still would have made it quite interesting. I was almost wondering if Liverpool had just put it on the concourse.
Yeah.
And that would have been probably more interesting than Liverpool versus Crystal Palace, if we're being perfectly honest. Maybe put a big screen up in the ground and like just on top of the cop or something, so everyone else can watch it. And
it's a good way to stop people being trained.
Yeah. Bring him on. Mark. You see a goal and bring him on. sneak. Chris Wood scores ahead and they bring him on.
I hope this kind of blue sky thing is going on Chapel Street right now.
But yeah, it was a really interesting weekend. I think Newcastle have sealed it now, and they play Everton last game, but they also play Arsenal next week. So
that's an interesting one.
Arsenal, I think they need a miracle to not qualify. Yeah,
you feel like they both take a point there.
Yeah, yes, you would. It makes a lot of sense. I think Chelsea got Manchester United next week. That's a gimme. Villa have ended up with probably the best last two games anyone could ever have in the world that aren't against teams we've already been relegated. Two teams who cannot be arsed.
Yeah.
Who were in the Europa League Cup, were in the Europa League final before and after. before and after.
Yeah.
It's in between. So the players are basically going to be like, I want this season over, or they'll go, Wednesday night was great, wasn't it? And then they're going to have, they can't run around on the Sunday, can they? They've got to, it's a Friday, isn't it? For Villa. They're in a really good, they just feel like they're in a really good situation. You've got to think that. I think it'll probably be Liverpool, Arsenal, Newcastle, Manchester City, and I think it'll possibly be Chelsea. I think Chelsea might win both games.
So they've got Man United at home and then Forest away, so they'll have to win at Forest.
I think, but the thing is, I think Forest will probably have to, I feel like Forest will have to do something, because they'll be coming from behind, and it just changes everything about Nottingham Forest season in terms of, like, it's almost felt like every game's kicked off and Nottingham Forest are broadly okay with 0-0. And then stuff's happened and they go 1-0 up, and then they change the formation and go, well, 1-0's fine now. And I don't really think that they have to. I find it really hard to envisage a situation where Nottingham Forest on Sunday morning of, the 25th of May, and in a position where it's like, draw's fine today, 0-0.
Yeah, they'll probably need a win and other results to go their way.
So they can't sort of play their natural game. And you sort of saw yesterday what happened when they couldn't really play the natural game when they failed to beat a terrible Leicester side. You know,